Well, I think the second movement is really just absolutely gorgeous. You know, it uses this motif that Schumann often used in his music, this descending fifth, which is it's his wife's name, Clara. It's very short and sweet, but gorgeous, gorgeous movement.
And that is Alan Steele, principal cello with the Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra, describing his favorite part of Robert Schumann's Cello Concerto in A minor, which he'll perform as soloist this weekend. Hi, I'm Amy Bishop with this WRR 101 Focus on the Arts. Alan Steele has been playing cello since the age of 4, but this weekend will be his first time to play this work with orchestra. Now, Robert Schumann's instrument was piano, not cello, so I was curious if cellists notice a difference in compositions written by people who don't play that instrument.
I find playing works by, let's say, Schumann and Brahms, you can tell that they're pianists. There's certain idioms that make a lot more sense on the piano. But that being said, I would say the cello concerto, Schumann's cello concerto, is quite idiomatic for the instrument. It's you wouldn't necessarily be able to guess that he wasn't at least a string player.
The evening also includes Claude Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun and Hector Berlioz's thrilling Symphony Fantastique. But Alan will sit that one out this time.
No, I won't be playing the Berlioz. I do have to conserve my energy somewhat.
But he has played it before and says he thinks part of what has made the work so enduringly popular is how imaginative it is, especially when you know the storyline.
A poet goes on an opium-induced drug fantasy filled with hallucinations and nightmares, and all because he has this obsessive, unrequited love. I mean, that's an amazing tagline for a piece, and he brings it all to life.
Performances are this Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2. And you can get a deeper dive into the works and their history with Buddy Bray for Bach Tales an hour before the concert. Details at fwsymphony.org. You can hear this feature again on the podcast page at wrr101.org. I'm Amy Bishop, and thanks to cellist Alan Steele for being my guest. Thanks to you for joining me for this Focus on the Arts on WRR 101.